This episode of Ringside is brought to you by Duraferm.
Do you have more pictures of your goats than yourself on your phone? Does your vacation time get spent attending goat shows? Can you have a conversation without bringing up dairy goats? Neither can we. So join us as we talk to the country's best breeders, judges, appraisers, and industry experts about all things dairy goats. We are John Kane and Danielle Caroli. Welcome to Ringside, an American Dairy Goat podcast.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to Ringside. I'm John, and as always, I'm joined by Danielle Caroli, the excited person for Thanksgiving now that your wisdom teeth stuff's been figured out.
Yes.
Okay.
I am. Good one. But I have to tell you, because we talked about this on the podcast last year, and you were relentless in your, I don't even know what the right word is. You were just appalled that at my level of Christmas spirit last year. Mm-hmm. So this year, we don't have a Christmas tree yet.
Okay. Well, you didn't have a Christmas tree last year until like the day before. So
we didn't have a Christmas tree last year.
Oh, at all. That's right. I forgot. You guys were just like, meh, whatever.
Yes. But this year, we organized the town Christmas tree dispersion and decoration. And so...
Who's we?
My family.
Oh, so well, let's just hire the Scrooges for Christmas. Okay.
Right? No. So I'm not sure if we will have a Christmas tree at my house this year. We might be able to because our schedules might be a little bit more Christmas tree friendly this year. We organized the town Christmas tree distribution and lighting. We didn't actually plug them in, but we decorated all of the trees with lights. And so we put up, and like it was us and then a bunch of other volunteers, but we were the ones who were at the helm and organizing. We put up over 70 trees. So we go from 0 to 70 here, apparently.
Congratulations, Daniel. I'm really excited for you guys to have told other people what to do. And
I decorated trees too.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah. Then congratulations on having a more medium than mild sense of Christmas this year. I'm really looking forward to you seeing the package that will be arriving on Monday or Tuesday. So as people are listening today or tomorrow for, you know, your little extra boost of holiday spirit is your present from your co-host.
Oh, I'm so scared.
By the way, I should have introduced you as Danielle Caroli, the horrible person that rated La Mancha's in our TikTok 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I think the listeners know that there are some things I am responsible for. There are some things that I help with a lot. And there are some things that I try to avoid, like the song, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch." I wouldn't go near that with a 10 and a half foot pole or whatever. Yeah. It is. Yes, it was me, of course. I should have a giant disclaimer that the opinions expressed on TikTok are typically one of the co-hosts' opinions and do not accurately reflect the podcast.
I don't even know how to make a TikTok. It was totally you that rated them a 7 out of 10. It's a respectable score.
I love all pretty dairy goats.
Me too. Me too. I'm glad that you said it, and I'm glad that we have cleared the air. We know who's responsible. Wait until they see the Guernsey video. I'm sorry, folks.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. popping up on Tuesday. Woohoo. But yeah, you know, Danielle, we're supposed to be thankful this week. It's Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope that everybody's traveling safe and getting to their destinations. And with that, Danielle, why don't we give a little bit of thanks to ADGA for doing something right for once?
Jesus. Okay.
Well, on everybody got an email, but for those that may have not seen it, on November 3rd, 2023, ADGA announced the new cooperation agreement with ADGA Genetics. As per the agreement, ADGA has provided the necessary server infrastructure for upgrading and maintaining ADGA Genetics. Application and database have been migrated to a new ADGA server for testing. ADGA staff and Gene have been working together to ensure the transition is as seamless as possible to minimize its impact on users. Once the migration is complete, ADGA Genetics will work the same as before the move. The transition will take place on Tuesday, November 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern. There will be a short maintenance period as the new location is updated, during which time a maintenance page will be displayed. The anticipated maintenance window is less than 3 hours. Once maintenance has been completed, users will automatically be directed to the newly located ADGA Genetics website. So that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. And I think I saw, and it probably works very similar to a lot of things that I've worked with, that there probably will be a new URL, but when you type in adgagenetics.com, it'll be rerouted.
Yeah, forward it right to it.
It'll be forwarded right there. So I don't think anybody has to worry about that. And so they'll just probably be two different URLs that link you to the site.
Yeah, super exciting. I guess I shouldn't really gloss over the fact, Danielle, I should kind of update people on my life before we have some fun this episode, as if we're not having fun already.
What's going on in your life, John?
Oh, thanks for asking, Danielle. I'm super excited that you did ask organically. I have been super sick and was getting better and then returned to work and had a really heavy workload week and went backwards, had to leave early from work one night, contemplated going to urgent care and decided to tough it out for the night, head to the doctor's the next morning. And my doctor's like, dude, you're taking a week off of work because you're working on pneumonia and you should really go get a chest x-ray and, you know, go to the hospital. I'm like, no, thank you. But I'll take all the medication you can give me and good luck. Right. On the upswing now, feeling better than I did a couple days ago, but I know people have gotten a lot of messages from people saying, you know, what's going on? Hope you're feeling better. So just want to let people know I'm alive. I'm fine. Just a little sick, a little traumatic, being a little baby, but we're good. It's terrible. It's like week 3 or 4 now.
For your wife? Yes.
Terrible for my wife, indeed. She is over it. And I don't blame her. It's tough being a parent of a 3-year-old when one of your team members is out for the count. But on the upside, Alice is loving it that I'm like around at nighttime and like she can snuggle up and fall asleep in bed. And then she wakes up magically in her crib and she's like, dude, this is awesome. Dad's around. So, I mean, that's fun, but it's pretty hard on Tierney when she wants to get stuff done and you've got a 37-year-old baby asking for hydration and a 3-year-old baby that just wants attention.
Yeah, hats off to her.
She's the real superhero in all of this.
Exactly.
Danielle, as folks may remember, last year we kind of did like a Ringside Gets Judgy where we pulled some Reddit stories and had a little bit of fun reading some goat-related Reddit stories. And since it was Thanksgiving week then, as it is now, a couple Thanksgiving Reddit stories for fun. A lot of them are Am I the A-Holes stories. And we're going to read them, judge them, see what the listeners think about those stories as well. You can tell us what you're thinking in the comments of the post for this episode. Before we jump right into it, I do want to say, again, this episode of Ringside is brought to you by Duraderm. Duraderm, created by Biozyme Incorporated, is a line of nutritional supplements for sheep and goats that supports optimal digestion and nutrition for maximized performance at every stage of production. Both of us use Duraderm Goat Concept Aid during breeding season designed to support reproduction success. And I got to say, I started using it in August, saw a quick turnaround with some hair issues I was having, skin issues, and everybody looks great now, especially from when they were super gray and off color at fair. I really love the difference we're seeing. And I got to say, I can't be thankful enough for Duraferm for sponsoring this episode of Ringside. To find a Duraferm dealer near you, visit Duraferm.com/ringside. All right, let's go ahead and get right into some stories. Danielle, do you want to kick it off for us?
Sure. So I will start with, am I the a-hole for renting a goat? So I, 30-year-old male, hate cutting grass. Hate it, hate it, hate it. The sound of the lawnmower makes me wish I could take my ears off like Mr. Potato Head and lock them in a box. It hurts my shoulder. I got injured in high school and it never healed right.
Old football injury, huh?
Most likely. And I might be the only person in the world who doesn't like the smell of cut grass and gasoline. This week was the very first week this year that I would need to cut the grass. We live in a fairly warm state and the HOA is very strict about it. We even have little flags in the front of the yard that the grass isn't allowed to get taller than. Well, you moved to the wrong area. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let me read the post instead of judging already. So the point is, the lawn needs to be mowed. I don't want to do it. My wife can't because the last time she mowed a lawn, she tipped the lawnmower into a lake. Just so happens, I know a guy who owns a goat and I offered him $20 to bring it over to eat the grass for me. The goat eats the grass. We keep her away from the neighbor's yard. Goat goes home. It was great. Way better than mowing. Except now my wife is mad because some of the neighbors saw the goat and thinks it's hysterical that we have a goat doing yard work for us. She's pissed that I made it look like we're weird hicks in front of her friends. I don't care if they think we're a little weird. I'm happy to be laughed at if it means saving myself the headache-inducing sound of a lawnmower. But now she's making weird comments around the house about getting a horse to carry groceries or a chicken to clean the windows since there's no man in the house who can. I didn't expect her to react so negatively to the goat, so maybe I'm missing something. Edit. The goat does not violate HOA's BS policies. They have strict rules against raising farm animals, but if, say, the HOA president's daughter wants a pony at her birthday party for a few hours, that's A-OK. So, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think we had an HOA thing last year, too. HOAs are terrible. I gotta say, like, dude, they make electric mowers now. Like, you can get electric push, although, you know, old football injury from high school in the glory days. They make electric motored riders, too. Or you can even get those almost like the robot vacuums, but lawnmower. And it can do the job, too. Because I honestly, the first thing I thought when they're like, oh, they had my friend bring a goat. It's like, you're probably thinking the same thing I'm thinking, Danielle. He got like a 5-foot by 5-foot yard because goats are picky and they're not going to mow it evenly. They're going to kind of spread out and miss a ton of spots and not eat a bunch of stuff and eat the good stuff that they want first. And I just don't see how it looks good. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I think that his wife is judging appropriately. Like, who's wearing the pants in this and who's taking care of business? Because sure as heck isn't him. So I think in this case, it's just kind of, I wouldn't say that he's the a-hole, but I would say that he's kind of weird about it. He's not an a-hole, but it's just kind of like, dude, what are you doing?
I will kind of caveat that I'm not 100% sure if this post is legit or not, because they posted a picture of the goat in question that helped mow the yard. And kind of like you said, how big is this piece of yard? But it is a baby Nigerian dwarf goat. Oh. This might not necessarily be legit, but we're going to pretend it is. And it's one of those things that, and it's actually kind of cool, the comments on this post, because people are talking about the positives of goats clearing areas and where they see them clearing parks and different things. But those goats are really good at clearing overgrown areas with a lot of brush and browse.
Yeah, like goats on the go.
Exactly, exactly. Versus clearing a lawn and keeping a lawn very short. I mean, they said they have flags in their HOA. Again, like, that would be a red flag for me. Regardless of the house, if the house was gorgeous or not, I would say absolutely not. I am not moving there. That's besides the point. I don't necessarily know if a goat would be the right answer, or maybe like a sheep, but
a sheep. I was going to say it.
Yeah.
You read my mind. I was like, dude, get four or five sheep and they'll do the job and you'll have fun.
I do hate this idea of like, oh, they're weird hicks because they're involved in agriculture. And, you know, that is something that we as the dairy goat industry have to remember when, just because, as always, whenever we are out in public and representing dairy goats, we want to remember that if people see us and go, oh my gosh, what are they doing? It's just going to be negative for the industry. But being able to be professional and represent yourself well just goes a long way.
So judgment, is he the a-hole? Probably not, but
see, there's other options in the world for that one.
Yeah. All right. I guess, I'll go next. Am I the a-hole for incorporating my goat's wedding into my friend's memorial service?
Oh boy.
Woof. Here we go. So I'll start out by giving some context, because I know this may seem unusual. I, 36 male, work on a farm. My lifelong best friend, Jerry, 40 male, tragically passed away after battling some health issues. Jerry and I used to work together on my farm, and he had a special bond with a lot of animals there. His favorites were a couple of goats, Gary, who's an 8 male, and his partner, Gertrude, who's a 9 female. Jerry had this remarkable sense of humor, and he cherished every moment of life. He often joked about the happiness that Gary and Gertrude brought into our lives, and how he always thought they should, in quotes, tie the knot. He was a very joyful man with a life statement of never taking anything too seriously. I was given a huge role in planning his memorial service. As his best friend and the closest person in his life other than his wife, I had an idea that I believed honored Jerry's spirit perfectly. I initially got a bit of pushback on this from his family members, but his wife and all of his friends who helped plan the funeral fully supported the idea. As I explained the reasoning behind it, I was able to show most of his family where my heart was in all of this. I figured it would be a wonderful way to capture Jerry's humor. After the funeral was over, I rounded up some close friends and family who knew Jerry's quirky sense of humor and appreciated the joy the animals brought to his life. I set up a tasteful enclosure for Gary and Gertrude next to Jerry's memorial site, complete with flowers and an elegant arch. To us, it felt like a genuine way to remember Jerry's unique personality and add a touch of his spirit to the otherwise very traditional event. Jerry was all about celebrating love in all of its forms. I genuinely believed that he would have loved the idea of combining his memorial with Gary and Gertrude's wedding. His wife told me that he would have wanted to be remembered this way. It was a surprisingly tender moment to celebrate in a way that I felt true to who he was. Almost everyone at the memorial service loved the idea. They shared anecdotes about Jerry's humor and how he would have appreciated the unconventional festivities. We laughed and joked. It was a great way to lighten the mood in honor of Jerry. Only a few people at the party, most of whom didn't know Jerry very well, said that it was inappropriate and in bad taste. In all honesty, I am fully unaware that this was unconventional. But it seemed right to do this. As the rest of the ceremony was extremely orthodox, and he used to talk about how he wanted his funeral to be unique. So the question is he the a-hole, even though most of the family member party supported this, or are we going to let the few that thought this was unconventional and terrible make him the a-hole? What do you think, Danielle?
I think it was probably exactly what needed to be done for his friend. I mean, this was a serious loss for him, and he wanted to honor and also showcase the personality of the friend who had passed. And so what better way than to bring the goats to the funeral?
Yeah, no, I agree. And seems like it was a really cool way to honor his friend. And I don't even know why this person typed this all up to be, you know, to be judged. But I think that this person just wanted to flex that he did something really cool for his friend after they died.
But then also, I mean, there are always those people that you stem away from tradition and they go, oh, this isn't how it's done. You're making a mockery of the process. For them, it's about that structure and that process and that kind of like fundamental, this is what it's done. I mean, it's like wearing black to a funeral. Some people would tell you, oh, don't wear black to my funeral. Wear this or wear this. And other people would be like, oh my God, I would never wear green to a funeral. That's just horrible. I think it's one of those things that people recognize that funerals are not just, you know, they're not for the dead, they're for the living. And when you're doing more of celebrations of life versus funerals and like, remember me for who I am, this encompasses it versus like a stuffy funeral where everybody's crying. Like some people just don't want that. They want the joy and they celebrated the joy in life. And so this is where, like, this is the joy of it all.
If my friends don't show up to my funeral after this illness finally kicks me in the butt and sends me in the ground, if you guys don't show up in your best show whites, so help me God, I'm coming for y'all.
That's a lot of, that's a big ask.
That's not a big ask. What are you talking about? Instead of dress clothes, put on some good show
whites. My show whites are packed up right now.
Listen, you would, if I were to die and you had to wear your show whites, I think you would suck it up, Buttercup.
I probably would.
Or else I will curse you with the curse of 1,000 loud Nubians.
Or curse of 1,000 single buck kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That's scarier. Oh my gosh, that's a good one to like, if you don't like someone, like, it's like, may your goats have single buckets.
You should have a shirt made for that.
Yeah, I'll add it to the, I'll make one up.
Perfect.
Here is my second one. And I just had to laugh at this one. I felt like everyone listening will understand, possibly sympathize with this. So, am I the a-hole for refusing to delete the pictures of scrotums off of my phone? Not a throwaway because I shamelessly don't care if people know about the pictures on my phone. I homestead and recently purchased 2 Nigerian dwarf goats bucklings to help with brush management on my land. I plan on castrating via banding, essentially a rubber band around the testicles. Once they are old enough, because bucks can be smelly a-holes and wethers are just easier to handle. The problem is the smaller of the two is rather underdeveloped in the boy bits area, which can be a problem because the band has to fit right and be placed just right above the testicles. If the boy bits are too small, you run the risk of blood flowing in but not out, which can quickly turn into a need a vet situation. I might add that these are my first goats personally, but I have an experienced friend who's been helping me with any goat-related questions and issues. So I send my friend multiple pictures of my goat scrotums, asking them their opinions on the matters, and all my questions are answered. I didn't bother deleting any of the photos off of my phone because who really cares? Well, apparently, my friend does. I wanted to show them how much I've expanded my basement hydroponic system, and like a psychopath, they just started swiping and stop when they see a pair of goat nuts and demand an explanation. I tell them the above, and they proceed to go on about how I should have deleted them from my phone immediately after, and what would people think with me having animal, quote, porn on my phone. They then suggested, read demand with a pleasant tone, I delete them. This is the part where I might be the a-hole. I, not liking being told what to do with my own stuff, proceeded to pretend to set it as my background on my phone. They said I was being immature and huffed off to go to the bathroom, leaving their phones that had yet to time out to the lock screen on the kitchen table. I quickly go into their phone, I suppose also like a psychopath, and find myself in the contacts and change my name to Goat Scroat McGee. They didn't notice until the next day when I get a really text, and I just responded with a goat and a peanut emoji. I've been getting the silent treatment for the last day and a half. Edit, I was temporarily banned from this sub due to mods thinking this was a crap post. I told my friend about my ban, and that finally got them talking. Apparently has no idea, one, DIY castrate your animals yourself, and two, buy the stuff to do it at TCS or TSC or Amazon for $15. And three, was under the impression that farm animals are castrated like dogs and cats and put under, I guess it's a lot to take in all at once. LOL.
This is wild to me.
Okay.
First of all, since we're talking about all the balls in this scenario, the balls on the friend to just start swiping maliciously through the photos this person has on their phones. They're lucky that goat balls are the only thing that they saw. It could have been a lot more dangerous. I mean, whoa, who would do that? So first, that's crazy. The friend's crazy. Secondly, awesome play by switching your name in the contact on their phone. That's awesome. I love it. I'm here for it. The pettiness is great. And, you know, you don't have to apologize to anybody for what's on your phone. And, you know, they're lucky that you don't have those and there's not a bunch of vulvas and udders all over the place, you know? So all in all, I personally think this person is not the a-hole. Their friend's a major a-hole and needs to enlighten themselves in the way of farm.
Exactly. The fact that he couldn't say, oh no, I'm talking with my mentor because we're trying to watch a medical situation and the guy didn't understand is insane to me. Mm-hmm. Also, I find it weirdly bizarre because they were talking about their basement hydroponic system and
I was like, are they growing something kind of fishy in their basement?
Well, that's what I'm assuming. But then, like, the friend seems a little bit too uptight to be, I'm going to be judging on that. And maybe he needs to take advantage of his friendly connection to someone with a basement hydroponic system.
Right. Well, first of all, the friend sounds kind of like a narc, right? Like, just a little bit too wound too tight for my liking. I would suggest to the original poster to find a new friend because sounds like this guy's going to get you locked up in jail for having too many goat nuts in your phone and too many hydroponics that are getting you a little too hydroponic.
Well, I mean, listen, it is one of, this is more just a continuation on this, but like I do laugh because if, and I'm sure everyone listening is the same way, if you scroll through my pictures, anybody who is not a dairy goat person would be like, what the heck is going on? Especially when it's like the same udder picture three different times because I was trying to capture the right angle or 20 different goat pictures or the medical things that I use my camera for. So like I'll take a picture of something and either to text it to my poor vet or to just keep track of different things depending on how it looks. And so there is that, like, do you have a friend who is the one that's going to like take your phone when you die and delete all the pictures you don't want any like out in the world and make sure that your funeral picture is a good one and not some crazy crappy selfie that you took in your car. So there is like justification in that, but I also completely get where the poster is coming from, because the amount of goat quote unquote porn I have on my phone is a little bit to probably anybody outside the dairy goat world is probably a little concerning.
Oh, yeah. People, yeah. We won't go any further than yes. Correct. I think judgment is that the person is not an a-hole, but their friend sure is. So I guess I'll move on to my third story here. Am I the a-hole for not bringing the goats I found in the road back to their owner? This morning, while commuting to my small ranch to feed my animals, I picked up slash rescued two goats that were in the road. For reference, this road we are talking about is a busy four-lane highway with a speed limit of 65 miles per hour, not some back county road. And the vehicle in front of me literally had to swerve into the next lane to avoid hitting one of the goats. I pulled over and was able to walk up to them and load them in my SUV. Not ideal, but I'm an animal lover. Then I drove down a couple side roads looking for a pasture or any signs of the goat's home without any luck. So I drove to my ranch 20 minutes away. As soon as I got to my place, I posted a picture of said goats on several social media lists and lost and found pet pages in the area, asking who they belonged to and that they were safe, and for their owner to message me and come get them. Several people commenting how they had also seen them and were afraid they were going to get hit. Several more said they've gotten out before and owner doesn't care. This afternoon, it was found out who the owner and several people had tagged her in the post. However, she never reached out. So it was suggested to try calling her business, which I did. She started asking why I had picked them up and stated how they never got into the road. I tried to explain that they were, and others had saw it too. She then said, well, you can bring them back in the morning. And I explained that she was more than welcome to come and pick them up, but I did not have the means to transport them currently, as I was not willing to put them in the back of my SUV. The male goat smells incredibly bad and had me gagging during the ride to my ranch. She said that she wasn't going to come out and get them and made it seem like she didn't want them. So I told her if she didn't want them, that they could stay. They could stay if she, that was the case. That is a bad sentence. She then said if I didn't bring them back, she was calling the cops and saying I stole her goats. Am I the a-hole? I was just trying to keep from them from getting hit or causing an accident. I had several people message me asking if they can have them, to which I responded, I'm only interested in finding their owner at this time. So is the poster the a-hole?
No, they probably went above and beyond and were very concerned about the goats and did what they thought was best for their safety and also the safety of humans, because those goats could run into the road and hit somebody's car. Like, if you learn nothing else from this podcast, whenever there is an accident with an animal in with your car, it always hit you. You never hit that for insurance purposes, but that's side tangent. Like, it could hit somebody and cause serious damage to a car and possibly serious damage to a person, just because they are decent sized animals, regardless of what type of goat it is. I think that that lady should be grateful, like, be jumping in the car, running and getting the goats from them.
Yeah, this is, it started out reminding me of that story about this person that had some kind of animal sanctuary and two cows got out and quote unquote found their way into this lady's pasture and she refused to give them back to the farmer. But that farmer seemed like he had his stuff together and the animals were healthy, and it was kind of mysterious how they actually even got out of the fencing that he had for them and wound up in on his neighbor's place that was a psycho. This is like the opposite side, where it's like, I'm rooting for this lady to keep the goats or find a home that isn't the original owner, because the original owner doesn't sound like they have the infrastructure to care for these animals as they keep getting out, and really should not have them if this is an issue. So the original poster is not the a-hole in my book. The owner is definitely an a-hole and should not have goats.
Well, and I actually, a similar situation happened to me, except it was, well, actually there was a goat situation too, but the one I want to talk about is it was with sheep instead of goats. This was this year, and my coworker was driving home, saw a sheep outside in an area it wasn't supposed to be. And so she texted me because she knew that I have goats, kind of asking what she should do. And an individual had all of his sheep get out by where she lived, probably like two or three roads over, but they could kind of wander. It wasn't actually too far, but he had posted online that his sheep were lost, that like, this is what they look like. And so I gave her his number and she called him, and his immediate response was, "Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. I'm going to be over right soon to see if I can catch it." Because it was a sheep and it's not a goat, so it wasn't quite as friendly, and it was kind of in a pasture. That's like the response you would expect from an owner of the goat, not the, "Well, why did you bring it away? And like, why did you take it?" Like, it should be like, "Oh my God, thank you for keeping it safe."
Exactly. It's your turn, Danielle.
All right. So now we're switching gears a little bit, but we get to be judgy about Thanksgiving. This, am I the a-hole, is, am I the a-hole for hosting my own Thanksgiving after my daughter-in-law didn't invite me to hers?
Oh boy, this sounds petty. I'm loving it.
Yeah. I came here for another opinion. My daughter-in-law does not like me. My son got her pregnant in college, and I told him to get a paternity test since he was not exclusive with her and she wasn't either. He told me she was seeing other people. He did, and he is the father. The first time I met her, she told me it was not a pleasure to meet the person who thinks she is a, never called her that. I tried to explain, but got cut off by my son. Me and him had a conversation and he told me to drop it. Shotgun wedding and one kid later, our relationship is strained. I see her at family events, but that really is it. I have been blown off so many times for inviting them out that I don't anymore. I have accepted that I won't be a strong presence in their lives or my grandchild's. Now the family rotates who does holidays. It's her time to host Thanksgiving. I gave a text asking what time I should be over and if they want me to bring anything. She told me I wasn't invited, but my husband is. I talked it over with him and we decided to host our own. I informed the other kids what happened and I will have dinner at my place if they wanted to go. Well, none of the kids are going now, and I'm getting texts from her and my son that I'm acting like a jerk and to cancel my Thanksgiving. Mini update. I sent a text with screenshots about not being invited to my son. According to him, he didn't know I wasn't invited and thought I was posting to piss off his wife. He sent texts that confirmed that. I have called daughter-in-law to ask about how he presented the paternity test and if they were exclusive at the time. No pickup, so I will ask over text and give my side of the story. We'll inform when she responds. I got thrown under the bus and they were on break when she got pregnant. Apparently they dated for like 2 months, had a break, became friends with benefits, got back together. Then she found out she was pregnant. He presented it as me forcing him to have the test. So they're going to deal with that now. Oh, sorry. That was the continuation of the mini update.
Gotcha.
Is this person the a-hole?
Everybody stinks here. I like the mother here needs, like the mother-in-law needs to get over the fact that her son got somebody pregnant, right? Like, get over it. Be happy that he is apparently happy with his wife and family. And like her bringing it up multiple times in the story, it just shows that like she hasn't gotten over it. She hates it. And that's a thing that she needs to deal with. That's not something that they need to deal with from her. But also the daughter-in-law here is pretty terrible because she didn't invite them, told her husband that she did. And she's kind of hoping that the mother would just kind of not say anything. And she didn't. So you got caught. So, everybody stinks here. Family is important. You need to spend time with each other while you have it and get over the small stuff. Be happy with each other. So everybody's the a-hole, in my opinion.
Yes, I think there are three sides to every story. Each person has their own side, and then there's what actually happens. I think this is a prime example of that. Obviously, wires got crossed and things were said to each other that caused them to dislike each other. But it is something that people have to kind of figure out. And especially if she was in charge of hosting Thanksgiving and it's just an issue of two people not liking each other or not quite seeing eye to eye, you kind of have to decide if you're going to let bygones be bygones or if you're going to make a big fuss over it. And if it's something that you don't want to make a big fuss over, maybe it's not that daughter-in-law's place to host Thanksgiving. And that's totally fine.
Yeah. If the family were smart, they would in the future plan like a neutral territory, right?
Yes.
For family gatherings, you know, like another sibling's place. But yeah, no, it's you're right. It's either you cut ties or you kiss and make up type deal. Or, you know, you get to know each other type deal. So a no-win situation seems like, and this is from this year, folks. So we're going to see if there is an update later, but hopefully they're having a happy Thanksgiving this week.
Yeah. Well, I'm laughing at some of the updates. So the baby is only 4 months old now because this woman lied to her son. This mama bear is seeing red and she is looking for the test because she is not convinced that this is her grandchild. So just to make it really, really interesting.
I guess we'll finish it off with another Thanksgiving Am I the A-hole? And I'll just kind of add here, this one is from a Canadian, and in Canada, Thanksgiving is held on the second Monday in October. So the person said, Americans don't need to post or send me messages telling me I'm wrong or questioning why I had Thanksgiving in October. All right. So this one is, am I the A-hole for telling my brother that it was inappropriate to tell his wife he wants to divorce in the middle of our Thanksgiving dinner? That's a loaded shotgun right there. Holy cow. Since I bought a house this summer and actually had Thanksgiving off work for once, I hosted Thanksgiving for my family last Monday. It was my mom, my brothers Bill and Dave, and Dave's wife, Yvonne. We were in the middle of dinner when Dave told Yvonne he wants a divorce. Yvonne was obviously upset. Dave said he was going to wait to tell her, but he couldn't take it anymore. The reason for the divorce depends on who you ask. Yvonne says she thinks Dave must be cheating on her. Dave says it's because he has realized he's gay. I don't think Thanksgiving dinner is an appropriate place to tell your spouse that you want a divorce. Dave thinks I'm being too sensitive because it was my first time hosting a holiday. It made everything awkward, even after Yvonne left. He accused me of being a bad sister and homophobic. He later apologized for calling me homophobic, but not for calling me a bad sister. I am seeking opinions from strangers who were not there and aren't emotionally involved. Was I the a-hole for telling Dave that Thanksgiving wasn't an appropriate time to tell Yvonne he wants a divorce? Am I wrong to be mad at him? Also, I just want to add that no one in my family has a problem with Dave being gay. So Danielle, what do you think?
I think time and place, and I'm sure he probably panicked and couldn't take it anymore and just kind of like broke down and like decided that was where, when and where he was going to deliver the news. I mean, he might have even thought he was like cushioning the blow because she was with family, or it was a
even with her family.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't even know what the justification is, but like, I'm sure he just probably had like a, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. And like, this is it kind of blow up. That is not your Thanksgiving dinner table is not the time to deliver life changing news of that you want a divorce to your spouse when it sounds like they haven't talked about it beforehand, or I mean, I don't know if she had any clue. And so that is not the place and not the time. And so, and it also just puts a damper on everybody's. So regardless of the fact that you have like these two people whose marriage is now kaput, you now have a family who just witnessed the dissolution of a marriage and was trying to have a festive holiday, and then now it's destroyed, regardless of if this was her first time hosting or her 87th time hosting. Like, it's that's not the time and place.
It's terrible, 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 terrible. I mean, this is like, Dave was legit the definition of a pick me girl. Like, you could have chosen any other time or place, but when you had a room full of people, why not bring the focus on me? I mean, I'm sure your brother Bill was over here talking about how crappy taxes were or how awesome free Canadian healthcare was. Then all of a sudden you got Dave just going, hey guys, Yvonne, I need to talk to you. We're getting divorced. Like, bro, chill.
Yeah.
You could have picked any other time to make it appropriate. You could have been the drive home and it would have been acceptable, because it should be a conversation just between the two people that it involves directly. So I think the sister is not the a-hole in this. It's definitely the brother Dave, and brother Dave needs some help with reading rooms. So yeah, he's definitely the a-hole in this situation.
Yes, exactly. 100%. Not the time, not the place. And it is a private conversation that has to happen before it can be told to the family that this is what's happening.
Danielle, I really love these judgy episodes that we do once a year for Thanksgiving. It's fun. It's always fun trying to find silly and quirky stories for this. And of course, the Thanksgiving ones are so timely. So I hope the listeners enjoyed it. And I hope you enjoyed it as well, Danielle.
Oh, I always do. It's a fun little change of pace and just a chance to kind of see where in the world goats quote unquote take us. And sometimes it's the dredges of the internet and these situations where you just leave you scratching your head and going, is this real life?
Is this real life? For sure. You got any big plans for Thanksgiving? Are you like hopping between parents' houses, or what do you got going on?
Yeah, so Thursday we have roughly 30 people coming to Thanksgiving. And then 35 people. And then on Friday, we are doing Thanksgiving at my father's for Thanksgiving part 2. And so it should be good. What about you?
Well, usually we host Thanksgiving, but because I have been ill for the last 3 weeks, somehow we're not having Thanksgiving here, which I think Tierney's excited for more the fact that she can go help cook and not have to worry about our 3-year-old while she's helping cook for the meal. So Alice and I will be slumming it, watching football until we eat in the afternoon. And we'll be going over to my in-law's place and having dinner with us and her in-laws, her in-laws, Tierney's parents, and her brother and sister-in-law. So it'll be fun. Small. It's not 35 people. You guys are crazy. But it's going to be a good time.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, Danielle, if people wanted to find us on the old interweb and possibly leave a review, where can they find us?
Well, you can find us at DairyGoatPodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching Ringside, an American Dairy Goat podcast. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok and watch that video that John mentioned and created on TikTok by searching Ringside Podcast. And you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, be sure to give us a review, leave us a rating. We appreciate it.
And again, this episode of Ringside was brought to you by Durafirm. To find a Durafirm dealer near you, visit Durafirm.com/ringside. We'll also have a link in the bio of this episode. Everybody, this has been Ringside, an American Dairy Goat podcast. I'm John.
And I'm Danielle.
And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll catch you on the next one.
Ringside, an American Dairy Goat podcast, is not an affiliate of the American Dairy Goat Association. All opinions or information regarding the ADGA does not represent the registry.